Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And oftentimes I'm asked, what things would you say I need to do in order to lead a healthy lifestyle? What things would you say, Irene, if you had to pick three things, three pieces of advice, what would they be? Truly, I can bundle this up into one thing, and truly that one thing would be consistency. I know that this might be a little bit of a trick because consistency does cover so many things. However, if you can keep your eye on the fact that consistency is truly the key to so much success, not only with weight loss and wellness and your future, but with your regimen in life, whether it is your finances, whether it is your career, your family, the way you parent, consistency is truly key. Now, when it comes to weight loss, of course, starting to eat healthy is not as difficult as it is maintaining a consistent way of following it. Now, I want to be clear about that. We can eat healthy, of course, at the beginning of a diet, but staying consistent is not as easy to do. Now, if you're a little confused about that, I'm going to put it into perspective. You might start out your day perfectly fine, feeling great. You wake up, you have your oatmeal, you go to the gym, you have your lunch, and then it starts to tumble precisely around 3 o'clock. Now, if you're laughing right now, you are not the only one. Most people are very consistent up until a certain time of day. Furthermore, if you are consistent on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but then Thursday starts to get a little gray, and then Friday starts to get a little charcoal, and then by Saturday and Sunday, you're looking at a whole different spectrum of color, then you are not being consistent. Looking back at my original statement, consistency is key. So instead of focusing on what you are doing wrong, what you are doing right, let's talk about how you can put all of your focus and your energy on being more consistent. Let's focus on taking those inconsistencies, those times of struggle, and creating more of a balance, creating more of a consistent pattern so that you are creating this balance. Cravings, mood swings, hormonal imbalances, stress, fatigue, these are all factors that create this inability for us to stay consistent. And truly, these things can pop up at any point in time. You might be trucking along just fine until something happens and bam, you have just been thrown off your consistent pattern. And truly, any hurdle, whether it's a small one or a large one, we face these hurdles and they create us to tumble off of our weight loss and fitness regimen. So today, what I'm going to talk about is tips and tricks that can help you maintain a consistent eating pattern that will truly create a sustainable lifestyle. And truly, this involves a lot more than what you think. And it has nothing really to do with the moderation or the practice of your diet. So pick up any diet book out there. Google any diet regimen, and it will hold all the answers to a successful loss you want. And they will all tell you the same things. Eat less, exercise more. Some might tell you that low fat is the only way to go. Others will tell you to cut your carbs. What should you believe? The truth is there's no one size fits all diet. The solution for healthy and permanent weight loss varies from diet to diet. What works for you may not work for the other person. Since our bodies all respond differently to different foods, based on our genetics, based to other health factors, based to our lifestyles, trying to find the method of weight loss that's right for you will likely take a lot of patience, commitment, and obviously a lot of experimentation. But the bottom line is this: any diet will work, right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should go on a low-carb diet or a low-fat diet or a diet where you are only eating, 6 hours out of the 24 of the day. But what I am saying is that if you did incorporate any of these regimens and you stayed consistent with it, you would see a result. Now, some people respond very well to counting calories or similar restrictions. Others respond better to having more freedom with their weight loss programs. But being free to simply avoid certain foods or carbs can really set you up for success. So don't be discouraged, first off, if you are on a diet that isn't working as fast for you, but the person sitting at the cubicle next to you or your neighbor's cousin's sister's best friend is losing tons of weight because they're doing some low-carb fad diet and they are losing weight. Because this is the bottom line. That diet might be too restrictive for you, but it might be working for them. So what's my point in saying this? My point in saying this is oftentimes when we look at what other people are doing and it's working for them, they're able to continue that regimen and be consistent with it. You might not be able to be consistent with a low-carb diet. You might not be able to be consistent with a diet where you are only eating 6 hours out of the 24 of the day. It might work for someone else, but it might not work for you. So first things first, you need to find a regimen that you can stick to. Because if you can't stick to it, then you cannot be consistent with it. That is the bottom line. So before we start anything at all, make sure that the very first day of this regimen, you ask yourself this question: can I do this for the rest of my life? Do I enjoy this enough to be able to do this day in and day out? Now, looking back at some of my diet fiascos, I can tell you that I had talked myself into truly loving that cabbage soup. And, I'm not going to lie, it was good, and I do crave it every once in a while. But was I eating it because I liked it? Was I making this low-calorie Weight Watchers, cabbage soup with carrots and onions and all that because I really wanted to eat it? Or was I eating it because I knew that it would bring me weight loss success? That's where you have to really dig deep and think to yourself, what is the reason that I'm eating this? And regroup yourself and make sure that you are making the decision because you are truly wanting to follow this regimen for the long haul, not because you heard it worked for your cousin's neighbor's sister's brother-in-law. What works for you needs to work for you. And this is my very first point in what to do in order to be consistent. Number one, know your body. Understand your body and understand how it works. Know what your cravings are and know what will slow down your process. Now, at any point in time, we all understand what our bodies need. I know that at a certain time of day, my body is going to crave a certain thing. I understand that. So I need to set myself up for success in that. So if I know that every night I want something sweet, I need to build that into the regimen. However, I know that I'm losing weight, so it should not be a triple scoop chocolate brownie fudge sundae with extra whipped cream, because that's not going to fit my regimen. If I'm dieting and I want something sweet, it needs to fit my regimen. And if that is only a 150 calorie sugar-free protein bar, then that is what I'm going to have. I'm making it fit my regimen so that I am soothing my craving, but yet I'm still following my routine. Do you see how I'm making that be consistent? And it's truly something that I could stick to. Now, going back to my cabbage soup example, as we are dieting, we fall into this diet euphoria. And I've talked about this before. When we lose weight, we feel really good. There's all kinds of enzymes that are produced, all kinds of neurotransmitters in our brain that make us feel great. And during this time, we are truly willing to keep sustaining the regimen that we're on. And what I mean by that is you're okay with eating that cabbage soup. You're fine with eating those egg white omelets. But you also know that this is not something that you can continue for the long haul. So know your body and know your limits. Furthermore, in addition to knowing your body, you should also respect your body. You should know what you like and know what you don't like. There are so many times where somebody will start a diet and force it down. And believe me, I talk to people all the time where I will say to them, oh, so do you like yogurt? And they'll look at me and go, well, not really, but I'll eat it. Okay, that's the wrong answer. This is the rest of your life. Don't force it down because you're doing this every single day. Do you like tuna fish? Well, it's not my favorite, but yeah, I'll eat it. What's the recipe? That is not ideal either. You want to enjoy it. So there's always a replacement for something. So if you come across a diet, you come across a routine, you come across a regimen, your friend tells you about this great shake, but it's not jiving you, respect your body, because you're only going to end up resenting it, and you're only going to end up eating it unhappily, and it's going to end up not becoming a permanent thing. Okay. So third, moderation is key. A balanced diet is technically a combination of food groups in your meal for the whole day. And the best advice that I can give you as a nutritionist or a health coach is to eat as many of the food groups as you can, of course, unless you have an allergy of some sort, but don't eliminate major food groups. Again, if you have an allergy, then you have to, but don't go off carbs, don't go off dairy, don't take out eggs, don't take out nuts, unless you know that they bother you. And this is something that is extremely common now. We do have a lot of food allergies, and now there's these tests that you can get anywhere, and I'm not knocking them. I think they're a great source of data. However, if you take a food sensitivity test and it tells you that you are allergic to egg whites and eggplant and peas and tomatoes and walnuts, but you've never noticed any issues ever with any of those foods, but now you're restricting yourself and you're not allowing yourself to have these foods, which is creating this whole turmoil on your regimen. This is creating an inconsistent balance. So let me give you an example. You take a test, it tells you you can't have eggs, but you've never noticed a problem with eggs. You eat eggs every single day. Suddenly, you're eliminating eggs out of your diet, which is creating this protein imbalance. And so now instead, you're eating all carbs for breakfast, which is now upsetting the apple cart. So do you see the issue here? However, if you did have stomach problems and you couldn't figure out why you were getting this unusual rash and you took this food sensitivity test and they told you, oh, it could be eggs. You remove eggs from your diet and suddenly you feel better and your skin rash clears up. In that case, absolutely, you want to take out the eggs and find a replacement for that protein. So this could be a very, very slippery slope. And I will tell you that most people that take a food sensitivity test are going to score somewhere in being intolerant to something. So there's a difference between a intolerance and a slight allergy. So be very, very clear on that. And I've taken those tests, and ironically, I the one thing that makes my mouth break out like crazy when I eat raisins, my entire mouth inside breaks out. Yet that did not come up as an intolerance. So, you know, you really do have to kind of take that as a grain of salt. So do I eat raisins? You know, I do. I try to avoid them because I know what happens. But I don't really go by what that test says. Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about how to stay consistent. All right, so moving on, moderation, of course, is that key. So a balanced diet, you want to be balanced, and that means not dropping your calories, not taking out those carbs. The second we start taking out carbs, taking out fat to lose weight, is the same second that we create this inability to sustain that. And not only that, but it creates this routine that we're not able to snap out of. 66% of Americans are carb phobic. That's an outrageous number. 66% of Americans are afraid to eat carbs. And I'm faced with this day in and day out. When people start up with my program, right away when they see that there's bread on their sandwich, they look at me like, whoa, I can eat bread. And I have to put it in point blank definition for them and explain that it is only 150 calories and that it's only 30 carbs. And the second that I say to them, I want to be clear here. More than likely, before you started this program, you were probably eating a lot more carbs than the 30 calories that's in this whole grain bread. And you were probably mindlessly eating a lot more than 150 calories worth of carbs throughout the day in things that you're grabbing, you know, whether it's pretzels, whether it's, you know, croutons on your salad. But when we pay attention to things and start logging them and start looking at the nutritional value, we see those as numbers, but those numbers are there even when we don't account for them. So don't eliminate, because then we aren't satisfying all of the balance. And remember, a calorie is not just a calorie. You want to ditch the foods that are empty calories, and in order to sustain positive results and permanent results, you want to feel full. And that's going to include having an abundance of protein, abundance of healthy fat, and an abundance of those carbohydrates. So I'm going to take you back to my cabbage eating days. you know, one of the things that we do when we're being inconsistent is we also become very mindless. And this is one of the things that I would do. I would eat my bowl of cabbage soup, because of course I was on this strict diet regimen. I don't think I ate an avocado for probably 10 years because, you know, avocados are loaded in fat. And that's all I would see, is that one avocado is 250 calories and it was all fat. I wasn't paying attention to the fact that that fat was energy, that fat was fuel, that fat was the right kind of fat that is going to fuel my body. But yet, when my guard was down, and I was not paying attention, I would turn around and have, you know, three little mindless Tootsie Rolls, which is not that big of a deal because, you know, they're just three little Tootsie Rolls. Well, the three Tootsie Rolls totaled more sugar than my body could burn. And it would spike my blood sugar, and I would have a couple more Tootsie Rolls because I was only looking at the calories. So basically now, in the end of the day, I had eaten cabbage, onions, carrots, and Tootsie Rolls. There was no nutritional value in my intake whatsoever. Now, looking back at my intake today, I definitely eat at least one avocado every single day because the avocado is going to keep me full. It is full of fiber. It is full of that healthy fat. And it is definitely keeping me nourished, much more than just cabbage and sugar-filled candy. But oftentimes what we do is we zone in on just the calories. And so this is what is inconsistent about it, that inconsistency. Eating cabbage soup, but then later I'm eating Tootsie Rolls. You're much better off being very, very consistent, eating that healthy fat, having that extra slice of turkey on your sandwich with the bread, and making sure that you're having it often. And so this leads me to my next one. Know your plate. You want to make sure that you understand exactly what is on your plate, because your plate talks way more than you realize. Looking at your plate and knowing your food mantra, focus on the variety, the amount, and the nutrition. Choose the foods and the beverages that are lower in saturated fat, which is the bad fat, lower in sodium, and lower in sugars. And you want to increase the healthy fat, increase the protein. So I actually went out to lunch before I came here, and I thought, you know, I'm going to try something new. Actually, I was talked to by somebody in line. I was talked into getting the chicken bruschetta salad. So I ordered it. Okay. And I did not even realize that it didn't come with chicken. So the salads get served to me. And what it was just lettuce with diced up tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and dressing. And I'm looking at this going, there is no protein on this whatsoever. I normally, my old self would have eaten it because I would have thought, wow, this has got practically no calories. It's tomatoes and lettuce with a little bit of cheese. I got up, I went back in line, and I ordered my chicken because the chicken is truly the golden ticket there. I needed to have that protein. If I hadn't had that protein, I would have been hungry 10 minutes later. And 10 minutes later, I guarantee you, I would have been digging through my purse looking for Tootsie Rolls, which are no longer in there, I'm glad to say, because I've kicked my sugar addiction. But you get my point in that inconsistency. And you want to always have that consistency and be aware of that consistency. And that truly brings me to my next point. Having small and frequent meals to fulfill you and keep you full and your satiety levels balanced throughout the day is a game changer. And this is something that we don't do. I look at people's food logs all day long, and typically what I see is 150 calorie breakfast, no snack, 220 calorie lunch, and then an 800 calorie dinner. I see that all the time. And it's truly because we are busy during the day, we're running around, we don't have time to eat, and part of us doesn't want to eat. We want to kind of save our calories for dinner. That's our downtime. But this uneven balance is like sending a wheel off with a big flat tire. It's not going to roll. It's going to roll and then clump, clump. Roll and then clump, clump. Okay, so you need to spread your calories out and have them be even. You want to have each meal divided up equally. And that is the premise of why my meal plans all have mini meals. Every meal should be created equally. Because if every meal is created equally, and you were looking at this like a wheel, there would be air in that tire equally. So that wheel would spin. And your insulin levels would be balanced, you would never be hungry, and that fire would keep burning. And from a digestion standpoint, your body is always burning calories. So let me explain this. You get up, you eat breakfast, it's only 100 calories, your body digests it, it burns it, and then it does nothing for 6 hours. It's at a halt. Then you feed it, it burns another 150 calories, it burns, digests, does nothing for 5 or 6 more hours. Then you dump 800 calories in and your body is flooded with food. Your body can't absorb it all. You can't digest it all. And it's sitting there like an overflow. That is not consistent. Instead, if you are feeding it a consistent amount of calories every 3 hours with those small meals, your body can digest it, burn it, it's burn, 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 burn. By the time it's done burning, it's time to eat again. So that fire is always going. That flame is always burning. That metabolism is always on. And that, my friends, is how you create a faster metabolism. And truly, that is what consistency is. And if you follow these rules by knowing your body, not eliminating things, not keeping things uneven and unbalanced like that wobbly wheel, not being mindless and having the cabbage soup so that later on you could eat the sleeve of cookies, you will have the consistent balance that is needed to create not only the faster metabolism, but the carefree lifestyle that you need. And you will not only feel better, you will have more energy, and you will be at a sustainable weight that you can maintain for life. So hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running.